Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. And we're going to open business. First, Richard, can you please call the roll?
Okay. Sherry Gindelman?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Joseph Wanzala? Joe? He was there a minute ago.
Yeah.
Grace? Joe, is that you?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Rico Ross?
Here.
George Ryder? George is traveling back from Europe, so he may not be on. Sandra Rawline? Wendy Srell? Wendy, you were there a minute ago. I can't hear you, Wendy. And I can't hear Sandra either. Susan? Yeah.
Here.
Nia Bennett Bidiaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burton. Carolyn, I can't hear you. Kathy Davis. Kathy, can't hear you. Jamie Ross. Can't hear Jamie. Jim Brown.
Yeah.
AC Bird. Did somebody just come on?
No, AC. AC may join us later.
Right. Lizette King.
Kathy.
Somebody speaking? David Beaton. Sophia Wangasa. That's 11.
Okay. Very good. I think there was one. Kathy, are you here? Kathy Davis?
Behind you.
Can you just repeat that, Kathy? Is that you? You're going in and out. Okay, we'll pick you up later. Just let us know if you're there when you can get a good connection. The first thing on the agenda is to... Yes, we can't distinguish who you are. You have to repeat that.
Wendy Strell was on a minute ago. I don't know if she's still there. Can you hear us, Wendy? We can't hear you.
Richard?
Hello?
Now we hear you.
Now you hear me? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All righty. So the first thing is to establish a timekeeper. I know Sean Casey O'Brien did it last time. Are you willing to do it tonight, too?
Yeah, that'll be fine, Grace. I'll do that.
He has my wholehearted endorsement.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Sean. All right. The next thing is to look over the agenda. Does anyone have any changes to suggest?
This is Wendy.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to do it by removing it from the agenda or getting it to it and then talking to it, but I'd like to motivate a reason to postpone choosing a date for the PMB meeting at this meeting.
All right, so why don't we just, leave it on the agenda for 5 minutes and see where
okay.
it goes. Okay,
Wendy? All right.
All right, anyone else have any change to the agenda? All right, hearing none, I would entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All right, is there
This is Kathy, I was just able to call in again.
Great,
Yay.
Kathy. Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Hi, Carolyn on the call. Sorry to be so late.
Hi, Carolyn. Any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. The next thing on the agenda... No, I think we're missing the... Oh, no, we're not. The next thing is... Wendy, you want to motivate this what we have about the date for the next in-person PNB meeting?
I don't have the agenda in front of me. Is that before acknowledgments and all that stuff?
It is.
Okay.
That's right.
All
now.
Right. Well, let me just tell you all, as the convener of the coordinating committee, we have been working on finding a place to have the PNB meeting. And at the last meeting of the PNB, we all decided that since it might be difficult to find an affordable place in the New York City area, that maybe what we would do is research some places and available, or maybe this was the coordinating committee where we decided this, sorry. But what we decided to do is try and compile as much information as possible. And like if a certain great spot was available on one day in July and not in another, it would be helpful to get the information about availability before we chose a date. So we're meeting on Tuesday to look at all the stuff that different members have compiled. And I know that people have really been working on this. There's been some really kind of really good places figured out. I'll tell you that we're looking at every meeting in every weekend in July except for the 4th of July. So that's the 10th, 11th, 17th, 18th, 24th, 25th, or 31st and August 1st. That was the dates we were looking at. I'll tell you all that on the 18th of July, there is a major KPFT fundraiser that was scheduled pretty much to make up the shortfall that we didn't get in our recent fund drive. And I'm the chair of the development committee there. I'm kind of a key player, and so are all the other PNB members from Houston. So we're kind of hoping that the PNB doesn't choose the 17th, 18th, 19th of July. I know some other members of the board had, like, family reunions and stuff the weekend after that. So really, technically, I'm just going to clue you in that the weekends that we think might be the best are the weekend after 4th of July, which is the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and perhaps the last weekend in July. But, you know, if we find a really good place on the other weekends, then that'll certainly be in the mix. But we'd just like to prevent you to be a little more informed before we choose a date. And so I'm asking if the National Board would, first of all, weigh in email on your preferred dates, and second of all, maybe empower the Coordinating Committee to choose between those two dates at our meeting on Tuesday. So the dates I'm talking about would be July 10th, 11th, and 12th, or July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd. So I guess I'm asking the PNB to not choose right now, and I could offer a motion to allow you to let the coordinating committee to select the date.
Okay, so that sounds like a motion. Will anyone second that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to Wendy's motion?
Do I need to restate it better? Do you got it, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got it. So, since hearing no objection, that is approved. All right. Now, the next thing on the thanks, Wendy. The next
Chair,
thing.
I'm here.
Hi, Lizette.
Sorry, I'm late.
We're up to approval of the minutes for the April in-person meeting. Richard sent those out a couple of days ago, I believe.
I sent them out before the last meeting, and since then I've sent them out. I sent a revised set out three different times.
Good. Hope everybody's reviewed them. Are there any corrections or changes to the April in-person meeting minutes?
Can you tell us what the changes were comprised of?
Typos.
Richard, do you want to answer Bonnie's question?
Typos.
Oh, typos, yes. Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of April 24th, 25th, 26th, 2009.
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving that set of minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. As far as I know, we don't have any consent items. Does anyone know if there are any consent items floating around?
This is Nia.
Yes.
Yes. There's a consent item that's coming from the audit committee. Would you like me to do it now or during the audit committee report?
I think maybe it would be better. Are you going to email it to us?
No, I would just say say briefly is that there's no representation on the audit committee from W, and Jim Brown said he would serve, so any consent for Jim Brown to join the audit committee?
So okay. Moved. Approval of this consent item, Madam Chair.
Okay, as it's coming, it was approved in the committee, is that correct? Mia?
To be honest with you, I forgot. We were busy going over the audit.
All right, well, Susan, you're moving it, and Susan seconds it. So is there any objection to accepting that consent item of having Jim Brown represent WPFW on the audit committee? Hearing no objection.
Grace, this is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
I'm sorry, but I wonder if I could just make a statement right now. I've asked the PMB to deal with this, but I haven't maybe made it a formal agenda item. We also have no representation on the coordinating committee from KPFK or from WPFW. And I don't think there's a member from WPFW on the elections committee. And so we really need to fill those positions. I just want to remind the members from W to please, whatever they can do, get them to elect someone to the coordinating committee. The PNB has to elect someone to the coordinating committee. But for the elections committee, and whatever else I just said, W needs to elect somebody.
I'll go for
that. That's the election committee, the personnel committee, and what was the other?
Not personnel.
I didn't say personnel. I said coordinating committee, but the PNB needs to elect someone to there. If you guys can just come up with somebody who wants to do it, we can do that by consensus.
But Wendy, aren't I on the coordinating committee?
Yeah, but you're the chair of the board.
Here. Oh, we need an extra representative.
The coordinating committee is supposed to consist of all the officers and one member from each station and an affiliate if they want to do it.
Okay.
So the fact that you and somebody else are already on it by being officers means that we need to put someone on from the station too.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
All right, I'll remind you again in email.
We're on consent items. There's really not a stack. Thank you making that announcement.
Can I have a second information?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Kathy.
Time by 48 seconds.
Well, I just wanted to point out that I've had a similar problem with the programming committee. I don't believe they have anything from the Houston station or the Washington, D.C. station. We don't have full representation. And no matter how many times I ask, I don't seem to get an answer. So I think this is something we have to deal with.
Well, we have them from Houston. We'll just tell you who they are. Thanks for reminding us.
Well, that would be very helpful.
Yes.
Because I haven't received the information from anyone. From Houston or from Washington.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. All right. The next thing on the agenda is acknowledgments. Would anyone like
Madam
to
Chair,
start?
Madam Chair, this is Richard. Before you get into acknowledgments, can I touch base on those names that are still I haven't heard from on the roll call?
Sure.
Ifia is present.
Ifia is here?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. David Beaton, A.C. Bird, Jamie Ross.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. Can't hear you, Sandra, if you're there. George Ryder. I can't hear you, George, and I can't hear David. Okay, thank you.
I think Lizette King is here. Did you notice her?
I got Lizette.
Okay,
oh,
very good.
Thank you. I was going to say.
All right. Now, the acknowledgments. Anyone have an acknowledgement?
This is LaVar.
Hi, LaVar.
Can you hear me? Hi,
sure.
There, how are you?
Good.
I'm not sure, you know, everything is, like, really, really hectic. But I'm not sure if we did from the last call or not. But if not, I just want to say again that I really appreciate the staff, the listeners, and everyone at BAI for their tremendous how they exceeded the fund drive, the amount that they pledged. It pledges $839,000. And we are working on getting out premiums and statements, which is, we think that that will be, that will really make us really successful in terms of the drive itself. And thanks again, and we promise that we will try to do the best that we can do to make up for the fact that the premiums were not shipped out in the last two drives, and that we are working to try to straighten that out also, but it will take time. We're trying to take care of this current drive now. So, again, it's just to the staff, the listeners, and to everyone in the WBAI New York community. Thank you.
Thank you, LaVon. Is anybody washing dishes there? Or? Sounds like you're in the shower, whoever. Mute your phone. Okay, very good. Any other acknowledgments?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to acknowledge the Personnel Committee, the people who have put forward their candidacies for consideration for the good work of Ahmad in helping the Personnel Committee, and in and the very excellent dialogue that has been happening on emails and in committee meetings.
Thank you, Susan. Other acknowledgments?
Yeah, Rico.
Yes, Rico.
I would also like to draw some attention to the whole PNB, because the Personnel Committee has been working their butts off, but the questions and the concern and the attention that the PNB have given us has actually, I think, helped the process a lot better than it would have been if they hadn't.
Thank you, Rico. Any other acknowledgments?
Ifea.
Go ahead, Ifea.
I wanted to join LaVon in her applause of the BAI staff and supporting staff from the other stations. And she was too modest to include herself, so I would acknowledge her efforts and her leadership as well as your own.
Thank you.
Wendy.
Was that a voice there?
Yeah, Wendy, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to acknowledge Frank Lefevre from the WBI area for helping me look into a lot of different kinds of alternative space for meetings. We haven't come to any decision yet, and we won't. The board, the coordinating committee will do that, but he's been a big help.
Thanks, Wendy. Any other acknowledgments? All right, we'll move on then. I'm going to give my interim executive director report. So, Joe, can you take the chair?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All the station fund drives so far, KPFK is in the middle of one, except for KPFK. All the drives have improved in performance over the winter drives. Although WPFW and KPFT came in 10 to 13% under budget from last reports, that's still a lot better than the 20 to 25% shortfalls in the winter drive for each of these stations. According to LaVon Williams, the interim CFO of Pacifica and acting general manager of WBAI, the WBAI fund drive that just concluded on Saturday, May 30th, raised over $839,000. The goal for this drive in the fiscal year 2009 budget was $672,000. This is a little excerpt that I already sent you out, but for the benefit of the listeners, I'm putting it in this report. According to James Ross, chair of the National Finance Committee, quote, this is very good news. The budget goal was actually $672,000, so we beat that by $160,000. For comparison, the winter drive did $545,000, and last spring did $608,000 in two fewer days. This is the best WBAI drive in over 2 years. So that's very excellent. I, too, congratulate the staff of WBAI, the listeners, and LaVon Williams, the acting general manager. KPFA has been finalizing details for its restructuring plans. It has also successfully completed the hire of a new information technology director. They also replaced their website director with an interim hire and are going to be filling the position with a regular hire within 6 weeks. Lem Lem Regio, KPFA GM, also says, quote, I am shopping around a couple of proposals for funding. Small proposals for training and projects, $10,000 to $50,000. And just yesterday, we got a $15K award from the San Francisco Foundation. Our May drive is about 70% fulfilled. Our summer fundraiser is in the planning process. Our fall drive is budgeted to begin in mid-September, but I might move it to the last week so KPFA and KPFK can bring our drives in sync and raise more. Three students from UC Berkeley School of Business will be doing an internship in our development department this summer, working on three projects to plan and implement a membership expansion campaign, a plan and materials to increase the percentage of renewal of new members, and conducting market research for new programs and strategies. They have developed four sets of really good surveys, end quote, from Lem Lem. The Pacifica Archives has just signed a contract and is moving forward with a book project with City Lights Publishing that's very promising. Also, there will be a gay day at KPFK on Sunday, June 14th from 9 a.m. to midnight. The LGBT community will express themselves in a day-long celebration of Gay Pride 2009. It'll feature personal time capsule stories, live reports from the L.A. Gay Pride Parade and Festival, rallies, protests, demonstrations, teach-ins, forums, and gatherings, etc. Our interim human resources director has been helping with HR matters related to WBAI, KPFK, WPFW, the Pacifica Archives, etc. He's also researched online anti-discrimination and sexual harassment training. The final logistics are being worked out, and that training will be starting in a week or two. He's also begun working with the personnel committee on the CFO and ED hiring process. As mentioned earlier, Les Radke has been hired as the National Election Supervisor, and he has hired all five local election supervisors. He will report on election progress in a few minutes. The national office, in conjunction with volunteers from WBAI and the PNB Coordinating Committee, are working to secure a venue and accommodations for the next PNB in-person meeting to be held in New York, which Wendy just told us about. Tony Riddle, National Development Director, has been researching federal stimulus funds and CPB grants we may be eligible for. That's it.
Were you have questions at this
Sorry,
time?
Sorry, I'll take a stack so people have questions.
Okay. ECS?
Yeah.
At the in-person meeting, we approved the concept that was presented by the archives, and it was my understanding that any contracts coming out of that concept would be reviewed by the board before signing. I'm hearing that is not happening, and I'm particularly concerned about that and anxious to see this contract.
You know what, Ethea, do you have a fact? I think I forgot about that agreement, and probably Brian did as well. Do you have a fax number? I can, if you email me your fax number, or I can, if you don't, I can email it to you. I'll scan it in and email it to you.
Madam Chair, point of information?
That? Yes.
Do I understand it's the IED who signed that contract?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't done by the archives by themselves?
No, it was not. I reviewed it carefully, as did our general counsel.
And it's actually your signature on it?
It's my signature on it.
If I may, Joe, the question, while there are legal aspects to it, my concern is more political than legal, beyond the fact that it was supposed to be brought back to the board.
I'm sure you're correct, and this is probably this may very well have been improper, Let me at least as the first beginning of this fax it to you, and you can look through it. Then we can have a discussion with Brian. If about it and bring it to the board as a whole if necessary.
Some of the other point of information?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Why don't we just email it to the whole board?
Okay. Certainly. No problem.
Anybody
David
else?
Beaton's joined the call.
Good evening, David. We're in the middle of the report for the executive director, and I'm taking a stack for questions for Grace. So I take it there are no other questions. We can move to the next item on the agenda.
A point of information, AC.
Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, I had a little mixed information here, but I understand that there has been some attempt to have the people who were voted in last year to run again. Was that...
I don't think that... Is this a question for Grace?
Yes, that is a question for Grace.
Oh, actually, that's
more question. It has to do with the new director. I don't know if he issued an order to that effect, what happened, or whether or not...
Les Radke, the National Election Supervisor, will be on the call in a few minutes.
I'm on the call right now. And
okay.
One of the things I was going to talk about.
Okay. AC, I'd rather put that off for a few minutes until we're up to Les Radke's report to the board, and then you can ask him directly.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll remember to have you as the first person on the stack.
Okay, thank you.
There was nobody else on the stack, so there are about 3 minutes left in this item. Otherwise, you can move to the next item.
Okay, I'll take the chair back, and let's move on to the CFO report. LaVorne?
Hello?
Yes.
Are we
can
here?
You give us a,
okay.
Hi. Can you give us a CFO report?
Yes, and just briefly, and I will send this out through email. I have it here on my desktop. Okay, starting with the ICFO, interim CFO, just want to say that the month of May financials are set to close on the 5th workday of the month, and that the business managers are very excited about...
I can't hear properly.
You can... Wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
Better,
yeah. Yeah, that's better. Much better.
Okay. The month of May financials are set to close on the 5th workday of the month, and the business managers are very excited about the close moving from late in the month, which was happening in January, to the beginning of the month. And the budget timeline, including the new formats that allow the national office to consolidate budgets, has been accepted, and they've done trials with the business managers, and we're moving forward on the budget. And also, we had a professional architect and professor of architecture conduct a walkthrough of our facilities at 1929 and 1925 Martin Luther King Jr. Way, and he has now submitted a proposal to Pacifica, which I have some concerns in there where he had and I'll set that out to him, and then he'll get back. And this person, he's really involved in like the whole green movement and certification. He's really heavy into that, and his idea was to have the Pacifica address on Martin Luther King, the radio station, and the buildings there as a project for his students this summer to submit proposals. And he's a very exacting taskmaster. So this is what we're working on. So this is a big win for us. And the idea is that when they complete this project, we will have that as the groundwork for upgrading the facility and for seeking funds to start a capital campaign. And that's kind of it for ICF. Oh, but I wanted to let you know about some of the things as acting general manager at WBAI. And just want to go over, which Grace has gone over some of them, and I'll repeat that, you know, we enjoyed a number of successes over the month of May. And also with this past month, it was like really, this past week was really hectic. And just some of the things were that the past due rent for February and March of this year, totaling almost $60,000, was paid in the month of May. And that the fund drive pledges amounted to over $839,000. And that we believe that this is the first drive to exceed goal in over 12 successive drives at WBAI. That the fund drive generated an atmosphere in the station that is much more positive and energetic based on conversations that I've had with staff. And again, I think that this is largely due to Kathy Davis on the call and also Tony Bates who really brought that energy and that creativeness and also training to the staff. And my conversations with the staff, they've all commented on this. And also, we are exploring at WBAI two major opportunities. One is regarding the facility itself, the building and the lease, and we have 3 years. I think the contract ends in 2012, so we have 3 years to really form, and I know Nia's on the call, to really form a committee to move forward on this, but I should get something back soon. And I can't get into detail because it's one of the programmers has connections with both the city and, you know, with, and I guess we'll be working this with Riddle too because he has access to administration and, you know, and STEM. And might I just add, I'm sorry, but when I talked about this in the finance committee that Pacifica could get access for stimulus funds that one individual called me crazy. Anyway, I'll move on from that. Sorry. But so this person is like is taking the role on the lead on this in terms of the contacts. And as we know more positive information, and then we really need at BAI, like I said, Nia, we really need to form a committee to really start moving toward this due date in 3 years. And perhaps some of the work that we'll be able to get done between now and, of course, that date. And the other is that the same programmer has talked about there's a possible plan. And all of these I really can't get into detail on quite yet. But it talked about an endowment. And this endowment could be used for training and for interns. Like basically have interns coming in to WBAI in various areas. And then just briefly on the programming note, I really can't, you know, some of it involves, I can just tell you that Tony, same thing that Grace said, Tony Bates has accepted position as interim program director, replacing Bernard White, who had served at the station for over 20 years. And that other programming notes, Democracy Now! Is going to start live at 8 a.m. tomorrow, beginning June the 8th. And that Wake Up Call is now a two-hour show from 6 to 8 a.m. beginning tomorrow. And that we're exploring, along with the news department, that just briefly, the cuts that were made in November really decimated the staff. So based on the fundraising and the conversations that I'll have to have with Grace, that we're really kind of looking at both Wake Up Call and Talk Back, which is the program that's on in the afternoon that's real successful. It's on Monday through Thursday, and this person does not have anyone with them. So we're looking at possibly a news research position that can help both Wake Up Call, Talk Back, and the news department. That would be 50%, so it wouldn't be full-time. It would be 50%. But the concern at Wake Up Call has about the news headlines. And now that we're adding Amy at 8 a.m., she'll do, like, the major news headlines at 8 a.m. and that perhaps this news research person can do news headlines at, and this is a union position, at 7 and at 6, and also that person will be there at, during that early time to perhaps work with TalkBack. And the other programming note is that I had a conversation with Chuck D of Public Enemy. He will, and I've talked, and Tony Bates, who's the interim program director, so he's aware of this with Talk, but Chuck D would like to, we would like to get into an arrangement so that he would just start delivering programs in August the 1st. And it's a hip hop, but it's a different type. It's, you know, it comes from a viewpoint of like a summary like type of thing that, you know, the weekend there's all of this activity, there are various things coming on that's on, and that this will be like almost, he kind of explained it like the ESPN of hip hop. So this is, I mean, all of this stuff is so exciting. These people come in here, and anyway, and we're also looking at something we've talked. I know this is like, has been in the making for a long time, and we haven't tied this up, is with Rosie Pettis at Paris as on WBI in some format. We don't know yet. And that we've also talked with Robert Knight about returning to WBAI. And I'm sorry to say that the Gary Noel negotiations did not produce a show for WBAI at this time. So, you know, the fact is Gary Noel is not coming back on right now. And that, so those negotiations really didn't produce a show. And in terms of operations, we have, Sean Rhodes accepted the interim operations director position. Peter Beauchamp was the previous person, and he moved on to another position at another station. I believe it was general manager, but so that's kind of like where I am here at BAI and still juggling the CFO, you know, signing things and sending them back and making sure that any change that we made, that, you know, everything works smoothly. And particularly we have to get back on track, and I know that Jamie will help me with this in terms of making sure we're on track with the budget. So that's my report for today.
And Madam Chair,
thank you, LaVarne.
Susan,
thank you for all that good news. Okay, before we go on to the stack, Sean, how much time do we have left?
We are 5 seconds over 10 minutes, so there has to be a motion to.
Okay, if there's no objection, we'll take 5 minutes extra for questions. Is that okay with the board?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Susan on the stack.
Go ahead, Susan.
Sean on the stack.
Please. Okay. Wendy. Okay, first of all, thank you for whoever it is who's having an architect look at the national office. I was very concerned about whether it is a safe environment for people to work, and I hope that that will be considered. That's number one. Number two, I don't think I was the person who said that seeking stimulus funds was crazy, but I thought that it was unrealistic to get them in a short period of time. I wanted to just acknowledge that there are two things that make that more likely. One is that Sean Casey O'Brien has a hellacious contact, and
yes,
that I think that Tony Riddle can do an excellent job. Last thing is, LaVarne, have you had a response from WPFW? Have they given you the numbers yet?
I did not call and talk with Ron last week, and I must say that I have, like here at BAI, I've been involved with Chase and making sure we have access online for both Andrew, which we had to redo again on Friday, which hopefully we won't have to redo on Monday. So I did, but I must say that I can't give you an answer now, but I will give you an answer on Monday because I have access to WPFW's bank account, so I can do all of this online now.
Fabulous. You're a three-ring circus. You're doing an amazing job. I just hope that our PNB members can help you get that information.
Right. And I just want to answer, if you don't mind. The contact for the architect was through Max Blanchet, so he contacted me, and we brought him in, and we met with him, and we took him over to
to KFIFA, and he met with Michael Yoshida, and they went through a complete walkthrough. So that's right. Where we are with that.
Zach. Yes. Yeah, LaVarn is always in fifth gear. It's amazing. Thank you, LaVarn, for your speed and vision and positivity. Anyway.
Madam Chair, could we hear?
Next is Wendy.
No, I was asking something. Can you not hear me?
Hello? I think you asked to be on the stack, didn't you, Lizette?
Uh-huh.
But we have a stack. It's Wendy, Sean, and Mia.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. This is Bonnie. I asked to be on stack also.
Okay, I'll put you there. We're not going to have enough time for everyone, but let's keep going. Wendy?
Well, part of what I was going to ask was about this assessment of the Berkeley property. So I may have missed the beginning part of it. So what this was like seeing what we need to do to make the national office a better place, and I'm hoping it had to do with what to do to make the corner storefront into a rentable property again. Is that right?
You're right, and that's where, like, in terms of the national office, that's what I have to. I've sent a note back to him to make sure that is the plan. That is certainly part of the plan that there is a national office there, and that the concerns are definitely there. We definitely need to get I shouldn't say it on the phone. That's public, but yeah, we need to make that sure the national office is what we need.
Right, and so
also the restaurant. And let me tell you, some of the ideas about the restaurant was that, it could be a place to meet, or we could have we could possibly have, like, a food bar, juice bar, or something in there if we want to continue the food item, but that it would be a place for meeting so that we don't have to go in and search and pay and go to, like, places to meet when we'll have a place there for both the station and for the national office.
Okay, well, I hope that this will be a conversation that happens with the board. This is what kind of thing that boards do best or are supposed to do best. And, that when there was a rental property there, it did bring in substantial income, which now, it's kind of more of like a liability. So that's great. I hope that you will send the reports that you've already gotten to the national board and keep us in the loop on that. And I have another question. Well, I like the idea of this research position, but at halftime to help the morning show, the 3 o'clock show, and the news seems like a pretty full plate for that person. I wonder if it would really be realistic to that person could show a good return. I don't know. And on the thing about maybe putting in someone that I'm sorry, I don't want to say his name again, but you called the ESPN of hip-hop. Are you talking about that this would be a paid position?
We're not talking about a paid position at this time. For Chuck D, we're not talking about a paid position for Chuck D, no.
Okay, thank you. That's all. Appreciate you very much.
Okay, Sean, where are we timed?
Yeah, Madam Chair, we are now 25 seconds over, so we'll need a motion. All I will say is that getting Chuck D is a major coup because...
Hey, hello, you're the timekeeper.
Yeah, okay, yes. So I said, I moved for 5 minutes. There we go.
I want to caution the board that we have a big agenda, including the National Election Committee chair, and we have some people back, but if you could possibly reconsider so we can get on to the NES.
We'll put those comments in somewhere else.
Okay. So in that case, why don't we go right? Thank you so much, LaVarn. Why don't we go right on to Les Radke?
But wait, what happened to the motion to extend?
Okay, who made a motion to extend?
I will.
I withdrew it.
I'll make one, Wendy. 5 minutes, just to finish the stack.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? All right, Sean?
Okay. I don't want to use up 4 of those minutes, so I just want to say that it's wonderful that Mr. Knight is coming back, but it is really a coup to get Chuck D. For those that are not familiar with Mr. D., he is the most politically aware and significant person in hip-hop, and he will give us incredible street creds with young people. And one thing we have to do at Pacifica is start bringing in young people. I think our average age is almost 60 now. And this is what's so important about Chuck D. He will bring in a lot of young blood and a lot of young people. So this is wonderful. Pull this off. This is really great. Thanks.
The show's on Air American in an hour. You can all hear it.
Thanks, Sean. Nia?
Yes.
Are you on the stack, Nia?
Yes, I'm here. Levon, what is going to go on from 9 to 10 starting tomorrow in Amy's old slot?
Oh, Democracy Now. You know, until you know, the audience migrates to that 8 o'clock, you know, there's no way we can drop that. That will continue, and continue as long as we need to do that.
So you,
okay, all right.
So
Bonnie's here on the
back. You're going to have 2 hours?
Oh, right now, yeah. It's her. The audience is still used to hearing her at 9, so we can't just move. Yeah, she'll be there for 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay. Bonnie is next on the stack.
Thank you. Levon, I just have a couple of questions. The first is that a couple of meetings ago on the finance call, there was some discussion about the line of credit secured by KPFA's CD and paying that off, and that we need to pay it off very soon, paying it off possibly through restricted funds. And then on the last PMB call, you said that you were going to research that and get back to us. I wondered if you had any comment on it. My other question is, are you able to give us an idea so far through the credit card pledges at BAI what your fulfillment is running? Hello?
I'm sorry. This is Lauren. First, on the line of credit. What I did was I actually talked to our banker, Ken Juni. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to Ken Juni and about the very thing about in terms of using the restricted. And what he agreed to do, I should get shortly, more than likely Monday, are a number of scenarios in terms of how we can do this, in terms of we talked about loan, we talked about the payback, which is the information I'd gotten from him. So he's going to give me a number of scenarios to take care of this, including, looking at the restricted. And I should get that by Monday. I've also talked with the banker here in New York at Chase, and he's going to, and he's supposed to send to me, and I'll just follow it with an email, though, because and what he was going to give to me is a proposition in terms of a line of credit or a loan. So I just have to follow that up with an email, and his name is actually Pinsky. He's with Chase, and you know, I just want to say that you know, we had talked about in terms of in finance going to like Wells Fargo, Nationwide, but I walked into that Chase bank, and those people asked me, well, hi, it's Indra and Yvonne. And, you know, you just cannot move that type of relationship. And things that we've asked them to do, you know, they've done it, you know, no charge. So it's like, you know, it's a very special relationship. And I think that, you know, as an organization, although it's a major bank, but as an organization, when you come to people and people have concerns about, you know, the people, and, you know, and I asked him about Anthony Riddle, too.
I'm sorry, Levon, yeah. I'm not following you. Are you saying that you're investigating a loan to be able to pay off the line of credit?
Well, I'm saying that Juni is going to give me a various number of scenarios of how we can do this, and that he should have that on Monday, and that I think his name is Pinsky, said, I need to follow with an email, and he will give me more information about a loan.
Right.
So
you'll let us know when you have further information.
Hopefully I should have that tomorrow, probably. What was your other question?
Whether through the percentage of credit card, whether you can give us an idea of a preliminary fulfillment.
Yeah, well, credit card was like 53%. And I think that will definitely raise, if we can get out the premiums, I mean, well, you know, the premiums come back because, but word, you know, word is out whether we're filling our fulfillment, whether it's through a credit card payment or through a statement payment, or it could be both.
So
but right now, it's like 53%. We have 7,781 pledges, and the whole thing is about the cash flow, which will also determine whether we start the next drive toward the end of July or the beginning of August. So it's exactly that. It's the cash flow that we have to determine. That determines that.
Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Okay, why don't we just take Luzette? She's the last person on the stack, and then go on to the next agenda
it's
item.
It's just
Luzette?
A question I can deal with afterwards.
Okay. All right, so we can go on to the election report. Okay. Les, are you there?
I am definitely here.
All right. Can you please give us your report?
Certainly. By the way, can everybody hear me? Am I coming across clearly, just so I have an idea? Anybody having trouble hearing me? Silence.
I hear you. You should be on the radio with that voice.
Oh, please, don't start that.
Don't start that. Yeah, that would be the first part of the report. Is Grace and I were with the local election supervisors on WPFW as well as KPFK. In both cases, the local election supervisor said they did get some calls and some people coming in for, candidate forms. So this is a good thing. Let me start with something which is pretty clear cut, and then go on to something which is not at all clear cut. And before I do that, I should say that all the local election supervisors have been hired. At this point, I've only gotten good reports, so people who have criticisms haven't given them to me, so I feel it's a pretty strong group of people who are working well. All the local election supervisors are in the process of making cards for the station, and that's a good thing. The bad thing, of course, is that one of the local election supervisors, the one at KPFA, I just hired on Thursday, so she's just getting started, although she's already made two cards, one in English, one in Spanish. And in New York, again, the person started late, but is working in order to get both carts on the air as well as sending out a lot of informational material. One question that has come up, there's many questions, but one question that has come up that has actually been dealt with in the past has to do with people who are on the different boards. AC brought up one question about the election at WPFW, because on the forms there, I point out that 18 listeners have to be elected. The reason for that is that the bylaws are pretty clear that there's a quorum of 10%, that there can be an extension of the election, but if at the end of that extension the quorum is not met, at that point it's as if the election did not take place.
That's right.
So essentially, at WPFW, there was no election in this last go-around. And that's the reason why 18 people have to be elected. That's one question. I'll be putting out a memo today on that. I've talked to Lydia and I've talked to some other people about this. That memo will also include the following. Questions come up. What happens if a person resigns from the board and is replaced with somebody? The person they're replaced with, well, first of all, if they resign or if they're termed out, they're termed out if they have served six consecutive years. I don't think this is a good thing. I think the bylaws have to be rewritten, but that is the set of rules that we are to follow. And following that set of rules, if a person's 6 years are up and it means that they served, that 6 year is up 1 year into a 3 year term, at that point they're termed out and they are replaced by a person who lost the election. It's a standard thing, the same thing as if a person resigned. So when a person is termed out, it's to be looked at as if a person resigned. Another question came up. This had to do with Don White. He died, and somebody replaced him. That person is replacing him for his term. They're replacing that particular candidate, which means when that term is up, the person has to run again. Again, I'm following the bylaws. I do try to follow the bylaws if it's humanly possible. And in this case, it is. So the question that comes up, what kind of elections take place if a person, for example, let's say you have two or three people on a board that are being termed out. They're elected to a three-year term. They can only serve 1 or 2 years. When their 1 or 2 years is up, it's as if they resigned. The people ran and lost, replace them. That's the way the system works at this point. I think that should be looked at. I think it should be corrected, but that's the way the system works. So that's relatively clear-cut. What's not so clear-cut is the next thing I'm going to bring up. I really, really believe in following rules.
What's that
and
sound?
Hello? following the rules, and when the rules are not followable, they should be changed. In this case, with the elections. Hello? Hello?
You're okay, Les. Okay. Somebody just muted themselves,
yeah.
I hope.
Go right ahead.
In this case, the timeline for the elections is perfect, but that's assuming everything works well. I have to acknowledge that Bob Lader at the National Elections Committee meeting brought up a motion to extend the elections, and I was neutral. I have since been bombarded by all the local election supervisors and by programmers and by different people at different stations, and it has to do with two things. From the local election supervisor point of view, they were hired so late that they are simply scrambling to learn what they need to know in order to carry out their job. From the programmer's point of view at different stations, there's supposed to be these 15-minute educationals, and the guidelines are still being worked out on those educationals, and they need help. So I'm just making a ministerial ruling, and I'll explain why I think this works. To extend election 2 weeks, that means the nomination period will be extended 2 weeks longer. It will also mean that all the other processes will be extended longer. So that rather than the mailing going out, right now the mailing goes out August 15th, the mailing would go out August 30th. Rather than the mailing being received September 30th, the mailing would be received October 15th. So that would be the deadline. All the intervals would remain the same. It's just that the whole election process would be extended. The bylaws allows that to be extended at the end, and that's not what's happening here. But it makes no sense to extend it at the end. If we don't have enough candidates running, no matter how long we extend it, if there's not enough candidates running, the election will not be a very good election. So my choices are to exactly follow the bylaws and have basically, in most places, a failed election, or to extend it by 2 weeks. Stick with that deadline, and I think we'll have a successful election. So what I want to do today is simply extend these datelines on all the stations by 2 weeks so that tomorrow they're up and people will understand that there's an extra 2 weeks, both to run nomination cards, to get people involved, and to get more people educated about this process and encourage more people to run. And it's for, again, the two reasons. One is that the local election supervisors feel they don't have enough time to prepare for this, and also the program staffs feel that they need more guidelines in terms of these educationals, which we're just working out now. Other than that, I will say that all the stations are some just starting, but they all are running public service announcements. They're all running carts on this. Every station at this point has people writing in trying to get the forms. I will add one thing to the glitches. There are some complaints about the web pages not working. Otis McClay has been very, very good. If I turn in all of the new materials today, because all the materials have to be rewritten with the new dates, if I turn those in today, they'll be up tomorrow. He's been very, very good about that. And I'm looking at the glitches that people like Sean and others have written me about and trying to figure out a way to correct those, again, by the end of tomorrow.